All right, the Vilna Gaon lived in, you might almost say, in a very closed universe of Torah, except to his Dalet Amos. He did not have any public position. He generally did not encounter the world. It's absolutely remarkable that somebody who sat and learned Mamish Kemat 24 hours a day his entire life, until he passed on to the Olam HaEmes, should have so much to say about Midos and human nature. It's absolutely incredible. So you know that when we learned Perek Beis on the Pasuk La'atzilcha miderech ra me'ish medaber ta'apuchos, the Vilna Gaon says there that there are two yesoidos, the side of the ta'avoni and the ka'asoni, which are the principles that govern all midos, megunos. And of course there are positive aspects that come out of it as well. And in the side of the ta'avoni and the ka'asoni, he had there a description or an explanation to it. And he says that each one of these, the koyach ha-tavoni and the koyach ha-kasoni, is divided itself into two parts. The koyach ha-kasoni is ra and mirma. Ra is be'etzem, piv v'libay shavim la-ra. And mirma is his medaber toiv, but he means ra. So ra, through and through. Mirma, the one who's fraudulent and makes believe he's your friend. So those are the two chalokim of what he calls the koyach ha-ka'asoni. And the koyach of the ta'avoni, he has also two. And that's the ikar, what is being discussed here, taiva and chemda, latzilcha me'isha ra'a. So you have in Mishlei Perek Beis, latzilcha me'isha zara, minochriya amareha hechalika. In many places in Mishlei, the themes are repeated in one way or another. There's always a difference between them, especially according to the Gra. But the general sense is that it is repeated for the emphasis in that particular context. Now, certain themes, in other words, that course through Mishlei, and certain themes in the Bir HaGra that course through his entire Bir HaGra on Mishlei. So this is one of them. That in Midos there are two different concepts of Midos Megunos, the Ta'avoni and the Ka'asoni, and in that the Ta'avoni and the Ka'asoni themselves are subdivided. And the Ta'avoni is Taiva and Chemda. So on the Pasuk Latzilcha Meisha Zara, he says that the Soid HaTa'avoni, this is in Perek Beis, and I'm reading to you the Bir HaGra, which we learned at length at the time. V'nechlekes gam ken l'shnayim taiva v'chemda. Taiva v'chemda. V'taiva zehu hayoshe b'veisoi v'enoi roya rak l'malois ta'avosei v'hana'osei. Taiva, he says, is something that you kind of have your appetites and you are waiting to satisfy them. So appetites is something that's inherent inside of you and you just want to gorge yourself. Of course, there are all kinds of appetites. There are appetites that have to do with food, and there are appetites that have to do with other inyanim. V'hamei v'nyovin. But this is all called koyach ha-ta'ava. So what is the koyach ha-chemda? So he says, v'chemda u'dovah she'ein bo hanoas haguf. K'mo, begodim noyim, ubotim noyim, o'she'i eloi momoin rav. So this is also not the koyach ha-ka'asoni. Kasani has to do with lording it over people, having power and authority, and so on. But this is something that is partially a pleasure seeker. But there are two kinds of pleasures. There's a lower level pleasure, and there's a higher level pleasure. A lower level pleasure is shared with the animal world. Every animal wants to eat. But very few animals that look to buy a luxury car. And this is because what they need, Hashem provides for them, and that's what they chase after. So their instincts are fundamentally, if you ask about these two categories, taiva and chemda. So the animal world is into taiva, It's basically essential to their instincts, and it's not in techemda at all. The human being with his higher capacity has a sophisticated taiva, which is called chemda. So kavod, for the person who yearns for it, is more powerful of a yearning than any appetite could possibly be of the greatest glutton. But afal pi kein, it's not a physical appetite. It's almost a spiritual appetite. And I mentioned to you all the time that someone once got up in our yeshiva after he received a plaque, an award, in front of 1,000 people, and he said that he doesn't understand why there's no birchas hanenin on kavod, it's so gishmak. Well, that's a, you know, so he basically is a very honest man. I mean, I think in business relationships we could do very well with such a person because he says it the way it is. But that concept of taiva versus chemda is crystal clear. The delineation is very obvious. And then he writes, "Vezesho amar gezel va'arayos nafshe shel adam misaveb emu mechamdosam shebegezel shayachimud she'ein bohem hanoas haguf uba'arayos shayach loshen taiva shehi hanoas haguf lekach amru." That's why the repetition. Since we're speaking about gezel and arayos, they use two phrases, misavelhen umechamdosan. V'zeh ha'choyim e'dvorim she'ein b'm hanos haguf, einoi sholev ve'einoi shoket, elo rodev tomid achareihem. In other words, what he's saying basically is, he mentioned before, hayoshe beveso, and now he's speaking about a certain desire where you don't stay babayis. So what he means is, let me explain to you a little bit the way I perceive his mishalim, at least. If a person has a very big appetite, he's also going to go find a store and buy the things that can satisfy his appetite. By sitting home, you're not going to be able to be memali or taivas if the cupboard, the pantry is bare, if there's nothing there. That's not what he means. What he means basically is that you can never be satisfied. A person can fill himself, and at that moment at least, says genug. After that, it becomes, what's the expression that Chazal always use? About an achila gasa. So an achila gasa, even the biggest glutton will be masking that's it. Even a shikar, there comes a point where you're totally sopped, and you just can't drink anymore. Either you're sleeping already, or your body simply is full enough. The tank is full and there's no room for anything else. Kavod knows no limits. And I'd like to add something to that, which is self-evident anyhow. In Madregas HaTaiva, I measure my Ta'avoni in a different measure than my Chemda. The Koyach HaTa'avoni of Taiva, Taivas HaGuf, is measuring differently than the measure of Taivas HaChemda, which is Kavod and Mamon and so on. You know why? Because when I have a tank that I can fill up, the tank is full, the Gamarnu. But the tank of Taiva can be filled. The tank of Chemda can never be filled because there's always someone else that has more. So if I want to be rich, there is absolutely no limit to it because there's always the king of Saudi Arabia, Khleis Abbas. You understand? So there's never going to be a satisfaction that's going to say, Shoin Genug, covered. There's always someone who has covered. So he has covered, he's invited to be sitting on the dais. That's why he's sitting on the dais. He wants to be the chairman. He's a chairman of a small corporation, but he wants to be the chairman of a big corporation. He wants to be invited to the IMF meetings, and on and on and on, and that's in one area, and so on and so forth. There's no limit to Taivas HaKavod and Taivas HaMamon, and they're all very intertwined, by the way. I always point out, and really the source or the site of all of this basically is Gaiva. A person wants to be recognized as number one. And that's what I always say. When you have the same name on every single building and on every single hotel and on every single enterprise, that says something about where the person is headed. And they'll never be satisfied because there's always someone that in this way or that way has more. So what do you want? You want to become, at least you had such a meshugah de machshava for a moment, you want to become the president of the United States. So Vos felt them, the teretz is because from that point, you have all the money in the world, but president, you're not. There's no limit. There's absolutely no limit. So that's what the Gaon means when he says Yoshe Bevesei versus Yotzei Lachutz. Yoshe Bevesei is not physically stays in his house. He's not going to have any food if he stays in his house. But how many restaurants can you go to? You understand what I mean? How many pieces of fetid flesh can you eat? So there comes a, or the same thing with Arayis. Tomorrow I'll have a repetition of the Taiva. But for this moment, I'm sated. In Kovet, there's never such a moment. Because even as he's receiving the plaque with the Birchas Hanenin and all of that, he knows that there's somebody else who got more or some other place where I can get more Kovet. And even if not, tomorrow I can get it again. And it just eats him up that he doesn't have it right now. That moment of satiation does not exist in the Koach HaChemda in the manner that it exists in the Koach HaTaiva. And that's what he says. So he said that's what he says over here when he says he goes out Meshotei Pechutzas Rodev Tomid Achareyem. And then he writes Ve'elu Shnei HaDvorim K'sidi Ba'aseres HaDibreis Ach B'luchos HaAchroinus K'siv Be'efach. You remember we went through that Be'iyun. I'm not going to repeat it now. The difference between how Lo Sachmor and Lo Sisave and how it's written in the second Luchos and how it's written in the first Dibros in Parshas Yisrael. So with that background, let us now go here to the Gra and Mishlei in Perek Vav. In Perek Vav. So the psukim that we are dealing with, Kiner Mitzvah V'Soira Or V'Dera Chayim Toichachos Musa. So the Goyin says, Kiner mitzvah Torah or, but there are chayim tochachos musar, amakan gimel dvarim, Torah mitzvahs umidois, hare gimel. Chol echot kolum mi gimel keneged masha omer lamala bahabliyal. Where he speaks about it in Pasuk Yud Beis, earlier in the Perek. I just wanted to point out to you that the Oruch Laner, interestingly enough, the Oruch Laner, Rav Etlinger, in his Pirush on Maseches Makis, also makes the point that there are three relationships, because we are used to the relationships, two relationships, the relationships of Bein Adam LaMakom and the relationships of Bein Adam LaChaveru. The Vilna Gaon introduced Midos as relationships of Bein Adam LaAtzmo. And I wanted to dwell upon that and combine something he says here with something on your sheets that he says later. But look at the Oruch Laner. Baruch Laner brings the famous pasuk in Micha. Higid l'cha Adam Mato. You see it? Baruch Laner and Makis Daf Chav Dalet Omer Aleph. V'hinei parat Micha Gimel Dvarim Neged Gimel Minei Mitzvos. She bein Adam la'mokoyim, bein Adam la'chaveroi, u bein Adam la'atzmoi. Neged la'atzmoi Omer Asois Mishpat. Very interesting. Normally, if someone would ask you in these three phrases, Asois Mishpat, you would say, "Atznei alecha simelokecha." That's bein adam lamokom. Asois mishpat and avas chesed are two sides of the same bein adam lechaveiro. One is a mishpat din relationship, which is critical, by the way, because you know, yomoli moira ishes reyehu chayim blo. You have to have mishpat, but on the other hand, you also have to have chesed. You have to go beyond the mishpat. You have to do chesed and gemilus chasadim. So those two, I would have said, are two aspects of the same yesod of bein adam lechaveiro. Says the Oruch Laner, no, that asois mishpat is different radically from avas chesed because it's a different category. Avas chesed is bein adam lechaveiro. Hatznei alechasim lekecha bein adam lamokom. So what's asois mishpat? Bein adam leatzmo. Why is it bein adam la'atzmo? Because he says, asos mishpat is within yourself. This whole notion, well, let's read first what he says. Sheyishkoil kol ma'asov sheyu b'mishpat v'shelo yihye ovel b'kapo. So it's very, very remarkable. And the rest of it you can look at yourself. But it's very remarkable. The Vilna Gaon, if there's any line that has made a roshem on me in my youth, from the Bir Agra and Mishlei, it is this line that is in Mishlei Perek Dalet, which we learned and I spoke about at length. The Bira grows in Mishlei Perik Dalit Posuk Yud Gimel. Right? Chazek b'musar. Echoz es ha-musar she'es chaltabo u'techazek es atzmo. Al teref afilu l'fishah. Don't let go even for a second. Keep to the derech of musar. Right? Nitzara. Preserve it, protect it, like notzer. Notzer chesed. Kloimar ela adarava toisif tomid gedorim u'mitzvois al ha-musar. Keep increasing the control system, shelo yavo lidei rifyon, so that you should not let slacken off. Ki hi chayecha, listen to these words. Ki hi chayecha, this is your life. Zok de gra, ki ma sheha odom chay. The whole purpose of life, the whole essence of what am I all about? What am I for? Lo ona toratz u'bishvil ma toratz. Ki ma she'odom chayu kedei lishboil ma sheloi shovar adheina oisai hamida. L'chein tzorech tomid lischazek. V'im lo yischazek lomo loi chayu. The Gaon sees this magnificent edifice called a human being. And the tachlis of our avoda is to make it more and more magnificent. And to get rid of all the garbage. And to make it a palace for the neshama. And the way you do that is by becoming more tomorrow than you were yesterday. It's an amazing challenge. He doesn't measure it, you know, did you do the right thing or did you do the wrong thing? He measures it by, is your life worth living? That's what he says. A day goes by without a cheshbon ha-nefesh. A day that goes by without an improvement. A day that goes by without a tikkun. He says, lo maloi chayim. Now, needless to say, it's much simpler to write it in two lines than to live this kind of life. But the agenda, you see, that's the point. Some people try, and they don't always succeed, but they have the agenda. And that's what he's talking about. I don't think that even the Gaon would say that if I struggled and then I failed, Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom, Rebbeinu shel Olam, I can't always succeed. But if I try and I fail, the effort itself makes life worth living. Mashenkin, the person that basically has become the sophisticated behemoth in the natural order of the world. So he's there's Daimim, Chayit, Sameach, Medaber, and Adam, and it's all one and the same. Because the Adam faculties, I use my Kishroinus to do whatever I want, and I use my Taivus to fulfill them as I please. So I'm basically governed by my instincts, no different than the lion or the tiger, or for that matter, the tsetse fly. It makes no difference. Just it's much more sophisticated. So that's what the Gaon is arguing throughout Mishlei, really. But he makes the point in Perek, Dalit Pasuk Yud Gimel, and the point is made over and over again. So what I wanted to... Which words are you talking about? He's not talking about davening. He's not talking about davening at all. He's talking about who you are. What kind of a person are you? Let me tell you something. A person is given the bronze medal. And they come up there and they all stand up. And one stands at the top. This guy gets up and he gets a gold medal. He stands on the top. And to the right and to the left is the bronze and the silver. And the guy who gets the bronze medal is getting a medal for some physical achievement that he's trained for and worked for and accomplished. And that proves that he's better than 99% of the people who are trying to accomplish that goal, whether it's the 400 meter sprint or whatever it is. It makes no difference. I mean, I'm not into sports anyhow, but we know that they get these medals at the Olympics. Tell me the bronze medal guy should not feel miserable that he didn't get the silver or the gold. And the silver, the gold. And the gold, I don't know what's going on in his mind. At that moment, it's a moment of tremendous triumph. But who knows what happens tomorrow? Because the guy with the silver could get the contract from the sneakers, and the guy with the gold, for whatever reason, didn't. Fell nice. It's a vital meshuga basich. The nature of a person, kinna, the kinna of a person that eats him up, it's an avoda of a lifetime. A person, it gets a shtela. but somebody got a better shtel. A person is a chazan, and he hears that somebody he says, but that chazan was a little bit, you know, better, nicer, faster, this, that, or whatever. Appreciation, no appreciation. This person is wallowing in the misery of not accomplishing anything. To break out of that mold, to become a bigger person than you are from day to day, is the avoda that the Gaon is talking about. He's not talking about davening. Naturally, in every aspect, there is this nekuda. But the remarkable thing about the Gro is exactly that point. He doesn't say, and if you don't daven better tomorrow than you did the day before, lama lo chayim. Or if you don't learn more than the day that next day than the day before, lama lo chayim. Because the avoda of a person is to become a person. That's the tachlis. The tachlis is to become a person. And frankly, we have tools that the goyim don't have. And maybe they don't have our yetzahara. Because alech tzach nishtavek avazechen mention as I feel. Because by us, if we make it, we've hit the jackpot. We've turned our keli into a mon for a helik and a shoma, which they don't have to begin with. So the maisa, their nisyonis are different and their avoda is different, but they sometimes reach madregas, which we have to envy. A person goes out, it's mevater on everything, and goes to help take care of lepers, nish push it. But the question is, where am I? Now, it's true in Bein Adam HaMakom, and it's true in Chaveiro. But what the Gaon really is saying, if you want to know the truth, if you don't correct and break and fix and finish and improve the Bein Adam La'atzmai, the rest of it is not even shaykh. Because a person can be the biggest, quote-unquote, Talmud Chacham, because I'm defining Talmud Chacham right now differently, a storehouse of knowledge, and it can be fadarben from kapis de fitz. He can be corrupt in so many ways you can't even imagine. And that kind of person is abusing the Torah that he's learned. The fact that he's amassed so much Torah and hasn't changed one iota is a tragedy. And by the way, there were such personalities. That's why I spent so much time talking about Gehazi. Gehazi intrigues me tremendously. I can't get him out of my system, Gehazi idea. Because here you have a person, you have to understand the purity of Elisha, the good side of Elisha, the kindness of Elisha, the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro of Elisha. You have a Rebbe that's hot out, and you can relate to him. You can become like him. You can't become like Eliyahu. Because Eliyahu is a Malach Hashem Tzvokis. There's nothing to talk about. I can't go near Eliyahu without getting scorched. But Elisha, and Elisha, Hinei Ish Kadosh Oiver Aleinu Tamid. And he's an Ish Kadosh that's Me'urvin Abriyas. Alamaylas. He's like Aaron. And now you have a Talmud who's with him day and night. And instead of emulating him, and instead of growing through him, and instead of absorbing his message, and absorbing his life, and absorbing his midos, is the exact opposite. And he has oitzris and oitzris of Torah, because if he didn't have any Torah, he wouldn't be there for a day. He would be supplanted, he would be replaced. I mean, we're not talking about a person who's, who's holding a satchel, a porter. Gehazi was a somebody. Take a look at Bilam. Zuchmei Revoya. Person speaks to Hashem and lives with a behemoth? How could it be? But the Teretz says it's all in the Midos, Rabbi say. It's all in the Midos. And the rest of it almost doesn't matter if the Midos aren't there. And Midos is very nice to put on the veneer. A little beneath the veneer, Rabbi say, and there's so much cooking, and ironically, almost by everybody. You don't have to be on the top level to have these things cooking. You can be on the lowest level and they're cooking. And the Torah says, I want you to be Elohim. I want you to be the maximum of Shviras Hamidais, where you take the behemoth inside of you and you literally convert it. You translate it, you convert it, you refashion it, and you become the Bailim over it. And every day that you can do that a little bit better, that is the day that you can say, I have lived well. It's a Meiridika concept. And that's what the Goyen says over here about the Malbushin. It's incredible. There's a Gemara, that's the famous Gemara. To make things a little bit lighter, I'll tell you Maisa Shehoya. So there's a famous Gemara that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to have a Revav Bevigdoi. You can't have
grease spot
and stains and mysis or whatever. So once I was, I must have been holding my my bechor, who's now a Rosh Chabur in Lakewood, but in any case, Baruch Hashem, like Pasak Pume Megirsa, but at that time he was a baby, and I held him on my shoulder, and he must have spit up a little bit, and I didn't notice. So I go out into the street, and somebody sees the stain. It was quite a big stain over here. And he says, Talmud Chacham, Yesh Lo Revav Bevigdai. So I say to him, how did you guess? So he looks at me like, what are you talking about? So I said, Revav, Reb Baruch Ber. That was my Bechor, that's my Bechor's name. So Lemaisa, in the concept of Malbushim, the Gaon sees Oitzris of Torah. Let's take a look. We're not going Keseder here, but it's okay. The Gaon says as follows. The Bir Agra, Mishlei Perek Vav Pasuk Chav Zayin. Let's read the Pasuk first. Go back to page one for a second. Ki ba'ad isha zoyna says the... Well, let's read the Pesukim straight out. Ki ne'er mitzvah b'sara ar v'dera chayim toicha chois musar. B'shmorcha me eishes ra me chalkas losha nachriya. Al tach me d'yofya b'lvavecha. Don't let her make you swoon by fluttering her eyelids, says the pasuk. Ki ba'ad isha zayna ad kikar lechem. A person is going to be so enamored of this isha zayna that he's willing to sacrifice and give up everything, including his last morsel of food. As the Gaon says over here, bread is the universal sine qua non. You can't live without it. And he's willing to give that up even though it's the staff of life. Be'ad isha zayna. It's taka true. It's an incredible thing. But it's true. That's our capacity to be retarded. You should forgive me. It's an incredible koyach. But those koyachas that we have, l'toiv, are supposed to override that instinct of be'ad isha zayna ad kikar lechem. Ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatsu. And the woman who is wanton, she's willing to capture even the most precious soul. Hayachad hayachte ish eish becheiko. Can a person shovel fire into his bosom? Ubegod of loyti sarafna, and his clothes should not be burnt. So gitakuk de Vilna Gaon. On that pasuk, okay. Bir Agra Mishnei Perek Vav Pasuk Chav Zayin. Hayachate ish eish.
In the
psukim,
all these
psukim. We're not doing sequence now because that you have to go learn the Gra Kesidra. Hayachate ish eish becheiko yu begod of loyti sarafna ho inyan kemoy shekosavnu lemala hu bepirush al shirish hashirim al shir hashirim ba'arucha. The Gra wrote a chibur on shir hashirim. Baruchah, he says, he speaks about it at length over there. Sheyesh beis mine midos. It's very, very, this gra is a central gra. This is a critical gra to understand this mahalach and mishlei and elsewhere. There are two kinds of midos. Achas, oison hanoylodim imoy betivoy. There are the natural instincts that a person is born with. And each person is born with the same instincts, but in different measure of pressure and force. So some people have bigger appetites, and some people have lesser appetites. The person who has, Rachmana Litzlan, no appetite, he's not going to live very long. So that's a natural instinct. Oysen analodin imay betiva. Vabeis, the second kind. Oysen shehurgal esatzmai. Something that he has acquired and developed as a taste, as a desire, or as a tchunas hanefesh.
Because of his tivoy.
What did you say?
Because of his tivoy, whatever he was given.
It comes together with his tivoy, but it's something that you can either override and break. And you know what he's saying is you can become a different person, l'toiv and l'ra. V'amidos heim anikroim begodim. So this is an interesting thing. So madim, midoy, mad is a beged, a malbush, a uniform. And midoy, Chazal learned, midoy means it has to be according to his measure. Those people wear begodim that are tailored according to their size and shape. So that's custom, right? So that's midoy kemidosay. The zesh amru chazal, and you'll see it's a gemara masecha Shabbos, and I just saw fit to bring in the halacha that's associated with it. This is machshava, this is musar, but there's a halacha associated with that gemara as well. Who is defined as a talmud chacham? The gemara discusses over there. Lagabe, what is it? Nogeya. Lagabe, the Talmud Chacham is permitted to claim a lost object mitviyas ayin. Talmud Chacham comes in and he says, do you have a siman? Like, in other words, when you turn the coat inside out, do you notice that there's a stain on the left, you know, sleeve, on the inside of the sleeve from the pen that he was wearing? So he doesn't have such a siman. So what? He says, I'm looking at the beged and I know that this beged is mine. I know it. I can't give you a siman in advance that makes it different than anything else, but I know my begotten. So are you allowed to give it to him based on that? On tviyas ayin, it's called. So take a look at the halacha. It's in Hilchos Aveda. Siman reish samach beis sif chaf aleph.
So what was the third midah? I didn't get the third midah. Second one was...
Where is there a third?
He said, I mean, it's heni kura, begotten, kemashon, chazah, midah, kemidas, it's custom made. What does everyone want to say?
No, I'm saying that the notion of midah, you see, the Gaon is playing here on something, and I really don't go into it because it's an arichus of how the Gaon allowed himself to make this comparison or this analogy. But you see, every chazal, we once learned this, that every pirush has drash remes and sod in it, every drash has pirush remes sod in it, and so on. So there the chazal is talking about that the kohanim have to wear begodim that fit. They can't wear begodim that are absurd, because they're too long or too short, and so on. So they learn the drash, midoy kimidosa. He's learning that this chazal provides us an analogy, which is not the Pashup Shad of the Gemara, but which tells us that midos have to do with malbushim. And he tries then to explain what that connection is. So he quotes the chazal, the Gemara Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph, the Ezu Talmud Chacham, Shemachzirin Lo Yaveda B'Tviya Sa'ayin, who is that Talmud Chacham to whom you can return the Aveda simply because he says, I recognize it. So one of the definitions of a Talmud Chacham over there is Hamakbid Al Chaluko Lahovcho. So that's an interesting definition, because you find if you have a lot of feinschmecker that wear fancy clothes and they're not necessarily Talmidei Chachamim at all. So there's an interesting thing, this whole Gemara, and I'm not going into it in Halacha, but just take a look at the Shulchan Aruch anyhow for a second. The Choshen Mishpat, Siman Reish Samach Beisif Chaf Aleph says, HaMotzei Kli Mikelim Shetzuras Kulam Shaveh. What happens if you find things that are basically universal? They're all the same. The thing that you found is no specific characteristics, because it's mass-produced and it looks the same wherever you go. So if it's brand new and you can tell that no one could recognize it because it just came off the shelf, and it's not shayach for anyone to recognize it because he never developed an intimate relationship with the object, so then no Talmud Chacham will be able to recognize it. You know, if I buy a beged straight, you know, not whatever, you know, a cap straight off the shelf, and I don't have it for more than 3 seconds and I lose it, how am I going to be able to identify the person's of Talmud Chacham? And that he's not going to be able to identify it. But if it's not Chadosh, it's Yoshan, then he has to keep it. Why? I lemaisa, it's universal. Doesn't have any distinct characteristics specifically. The answer is, because a Talmud Chacham might be able to recognize it just the same. She'im yavo Talmud Chacham v'yomer afal pi she'ni yochalitim b'kli zeh siman yeshli by tviyas ayin chayev laharoisei lo. He has to show it to him, number one. Im ikiroi v'amar sheliyu machzirin oisei. You're allowed to give it to him on that basis. Ba'meh dvarim ha'murim, and this is the whole shiloh, what kind of Talmud Chacham are we talking about? Where it says yud mem hei, right? The reason that he's makbid to turn his beged inside out is because he does not want people to see the stitches because they don't look nice. Now, when we have a beged and it's a nice, normal, fancy beged, they make it that way to begin with. Apparently, the Talmud Chacham doesn't have that kind of a beged because he can't afford it, but he makes it his business to try to make the beged look good by being mehapich the beged. So that's what it says. And I brought the Sma and the Shach, that's Cholik on the Sma, etc. What does this have to do with what we're talking about? So there's a Talmud Chacham, you can identify him because only Talmud Chachamim do that. Says the Vilna Gaon that this is also a remez to something much loftier. And now in the Gra, Ezo Talmud Chacham Shechalafuk Lachluko Lelov Shel Kedarko V'hainu Lahargil Hamidos U'lahamidon Lifni At Lifi HaTorah V'sheyiyu Darko V'tivo Mamish Avsho Yotivo Behifucho For Osan Hanolodim Imo Nikroim Begodov. For Osan Shahurgalu Nikroim Raglov. It's a very remarkable thing. Vizel, that's what he says a few lines later. Hayachate ish becheiko, who neged hamachabik chek nachriya shua taiva, shu befnim beveso, lachainama becheiko. Remember, taiva, it's in the house, it's within you, and you can fulfill yourself. That's why it's called becheiko. Ubegodov losi sarafna. So he says that there are two kinds of midos, and in each one of these midos, there's an avoda, there's the kind that you're born with, and there's the kind that you've changed. He says that the tachlis is to be mahapich the malbush. The tachlis is to take the midah and to transform it, to break it, to channel it, to turn the malbush inside out. So that's the same theme. If we wouldn't know the Gra and Perek Beis, we wouldn't be able to be mashlim this as it should. But now that we know, and we started with the Gra and Perek Beis, we understand what he's talking about. The whole Ayachta Ish Eish Becheiko Ubegod of Lo Sisrafna says the following. In our avoda to transform ourselves, we will be beset with all kinds of nisyonos that are deliberately going to try to do the exact opposite. They will take whatever midah tova we have and destroy it. And our tachlis is not only not to allow that to happen, but to work on the midos that we have to begin with and that we are interested in, that we need to refine and to change. That's the avoda and the tachlis of a person that each day should be able to say, I'm better than the day before. So that's a meiridika yisayt. By the way, I just want to tell you, that avoda is a very remarkable thing for another reason entirely. The Gaon here also speaks about b'shnei yitzarecha, what did Chazal say? What's b'chol levavcha? Yetzer tov and yetzer hara. They tell the story, by the way, about a certain gadol. I didn't hear the story myself. So I'm just saying, by a certain gadol who was in Slabodka, and the altar came over to him. He was upset with him. What was he upset? He's learning by himself. He's not learning b'chavrusa. So he said, "No, I have a chavrusa that I learn with. I have a chavrusa." So he says, "What do you mean you have a chavrusa? I see you're learning by yourself." He says, "I learn with my yetzer hara." That's what he answered him. I learn with my Yetzer Hara. So he says, Bazoi, why don't you learn with your Yetzer Tov? He says, because my Yetzer Hara comes every day and he comes on time. So it's a remarkable thing because you see, what he's saying though is very telling. Lamaisa, even the Torah demands that you should work with your Yetzer Hara because that's what B'chol Levavcha is saying. So what's the pshat? So, it's this is where the complexity comes in, the difficulty comes in. No one is able to say that I have a Yetzer Hara and I have a Yetzer Tov, and I'm going to use my Yetzer Tov to conquer the Yetzer Hara, and thereby I will constantly be improving myself and improving my midos. Because sometimes you need the Yetzer Hara to be able to help you. And there are times that the Yetzer Hara is mislabish as a Yetzer Tov. We spoke about that many, many times. And Adarabi, should run for your life, even though you seem to be inspired to do something good. So the plot thickens as the most complicated Gothic novel. This is not something, the human being is not a push at the A plus B equals C. Sometimes the good is bad, the bad is good. Sometimes a nisayon to fix yourself is actually an attempt by the Yetzer Hara to break the person in half. Well, marshal, a very simple marshal. I look at the shas. I'm talking about myself. I look at the shas and I say, what kind of business is this? You're already on in years and you didn't conquer the shas. So now what can happen? One of two things can happen that are both negative. One of them is that I go into a corner and I start learning shas. Well, why should that be negative? Because maybe my tafkid, now I'm not talking necessarily about myself, but maybe my tafkid is not to sit in a corner. Maybe my tafkid is adra, but not to sit in the corner. So then it becomes a Yetzer Hara that's trying to destroy who I really am and what I'm here on this earth for. But there's something else that's possible. I start learning shas and I realize that this sugya is difficult and that sugya is complicated and I need to look at the Rashba and I have to look at the Givayger. And all of a sudden the day's gone by and I've learned 15 lines. Now what happens next? So I say to myself, shas, that's massive, it's enormous, from brachas to uktze. What is it? So I get into a tailspin of yiyush. And I start thinking, you know something? I'm just not shy to this whole parasha. What am I talking about? Who am I? And you could parallel that in 1,000 different ways. And when that happens, that is another Yetzer Hara, the type of activity that can undermine a person. A person says, I have no money, I can't do any chesed. I see so many people that are desperate and they need money. They need money. I go over and I give them a pat on the back and say, everything is Zayin good, and he looks at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean it's Zayin good? My children are starving. What's with Zayin good? So I have to have money. So I decide I'm going to go make money. Now, that's the eights of the eights of Torah and the eights of the eights of Hara. So some people would glibly say that's the eights of the eights of Hara. Vad should be sitting and learning. I don't know if that's the picture so partial. But on the other hand, I don't know if the other picture has any time or any pshitas into it either. Because who says that your tafkid is to go make money? So first you have to know machoy v'asoy v'aloma. You have to know what your tafkid is. And how does a person know that if he's already corrupted in 100 different ways by the time he starts asking that question? So it's a tremendous avoda to straighten out the channels of a person's heart and then to see what is corrupt and what is not corrupt, what he's capable of and what he's not capable of, and then the methodology of how to start fixing that without itself being a source of breaking you apart. Because if yiyush comes into the picture, or a false perception of yourself comes into the picture, you're finished. So I always tell you over the maisa that I heard from Rav Pam. He said that there was a Talmud, 17 years old, he read a biography, I'll make the long story short, he read a biography of the Chafetz Chaim, and he's moping the whole day. So Rav Pam says, what's wrong? What's the problem? You're not the same. For weeks already. So he tells him, he read this biography of the Chafetz Chaim, and he realizes how far he is from the Chafetz Chaim. He's 17. How far he is from the Chafetz Chaim at that age? So he starts saying, what's the matter with you? The Chafetz Chaim? So all these hasagas that people have. And in that hasaga, by the way, it's not that because it's a Chafetz Chaim, so in the Derech HaMusar, he says to himself, Masa Yagil Masa Masa Avoisai, and he goes wrong because he didn't properly understand that chazal. It comes from, I want to be the Chafetz Chaim because I want people to write biographies about me. This is all, you know, your average person that you brush by in the street, or you meet him in the mikveh, or you say shalom aleichem to him in the bakery, and there's massive tectonic movements, tectonic shifts going on inside of him all the time. So the avoda of the person and how you do the avoda is the two separate inyan. And he's not discussing how you do the avoda. Take a look now in the few minutes that we have left. I just want to share this with you. The Gaon says on the pasuk Chavav, ki ba'ad isha zayin ad ki kalechem zeu neged ha'tayva hu hefech ha'tayra k'mo she'kasavnu l'malo k'mo she'amru. Now he quotes a medrash, very interesting medrash. This medrash I quoted in full because every line of this medrash is incredible. Atonet ve'el Yahu, that talks to us in every single line. And the Gaon says, Kamosha Amru b'medrash, Ad shatom b'vakeshi kanis Torah l'toich meyecha, right? V'sayroscha b'soch meyoy. That's what he's referring to. You want the Torah to become part and parcel of who you are, that the Torah should enter not only your ears, but into your kishkes, v'soch meyecha. So before you ask for that as a gift from Hashem, before you mispal for siyata d'shmaya that that should happen, what should you ask for first? V'akesh shol yikones achilo u'shesia l'toich meyecha. Now what is that all about? So we could say that it refers to treifas. In other words, if a person doesn't watch what he eats, he's going to end up eating macholos asuras, which are going to corrupt him and not allow him to be the vessel to receive Torah properly. Tosfos in Ksuvos says that Ache atam vakesh shikonis Torah l'toich meyecha, bakesh shlo yikonsu ma'adanim l'toich meyecha. What are ma'adanim? Delicacies, fancy things, delights. It means a person has to live a Spartan life if he wants to be mischazek in the Torah, that it becomes one with him. So let's take a look at what the Gaon says. V'chein oma sheba'adi shazoyno yovoy ad kika lechem kloima. So the Gaon says that kika lechem here, just like the isha zona here, is a mashal. The kika lechem is a mashal to Torah. So what does it mean ad kika lechem? That the most fundamental things he won't even know. A person that leads a life of following the Isha Zona is going to end up not knowing a word of Torah. And he says, Shalo yiyo yodea filo halocha achas, shalechem hu Torah. Kamosha amru b'gemara, there's a famous gemara in Daf Kuflan of Chesam Ibeiz and Shabbos, I have it in the footnote, and there's a machloikis in the gemara over there, asida Torah shetishtakech miYisrael, or lo asida Torah shetishtakech miYisrael. And the ones who say lo asida Torah shetishtakech, they say it says in the pasuk, "Kiloy sishochach mi pizara," and the ones that say that the Torah is going to be mishtakeach, they basically quote two psukim. One pasuk is "Hinei yomim boim," right? It turned into a song, so many people know it. "Hinei yomim boim," right? And "Vishlachti ro'av ba'aretz," I will make a hunger in the land. Lo ro'av la'lechem, lo tzama la'mayim, kiim lishmoa. As Divrei Hashem, and that sounds like a very beautiful pasuk. Which is going to come a time when nobody's going to be interested in anything but learning Torah. But in fact, the pasuk is saying that there's going to be a tremendous hunger because they won't have the Torah, they won't know the Torah. And included in this is, you see, how do I know? By the way, how do I know that that's the pshat that the Gemara has? Because that's what they say. Take a look at footnote. Tana Rabbanan Kishnuksu Rabbeinu LeKaren BiAvna Amru Asida Torah Shetishtakeach MiYisrael. Torah will be forgotten. Shenema, hine yomim boim nu mehashem alikim, vishlachti rov boretz l'rov l'alechem l'tzom l'amayim, kim l'shmoz div Hashem uksiv, and then they quote another pasuk. And there it says, yishoytetu l'vakish etzva Hashem v'lo yimtzu, t'va Hashem zu halocha, t'va Hashem zu akeitz, t'va Hashem zu nevua. Umau yishoytetu l'vakish etzva Hashem, what does it mean that they'll wander from place to place seeking out the word of Hashem and they won't be able to find it? Asida isha shetito kikor shel truma. A woman's going to take a kikor of truma. V'tachzer v'bate knesios above the medrashos leida im tmeya yivim taira v'ein mevin. And the Gemara there discusses what does it mean leida im tmeya taira. They don't know a pasuk. They don't know a mishnah. And finally, the Gemara says no, they don't know some of the subtler details of the halacha. So what does the Vilna Gaon say? That this idea of not knowing Torah, this is the Isha Ra's accomplishment, that she's going to so confound you that even the Kikar Lechem, Lechem Zu Torah, Lechu Lachem Ubalachmi, is going to be forgotten. The Eishes Ishu Achemdo Shu Eishes Hara Yadua Hanikra Ish, the wife of the Yetzirah, of the Satan, Nefesh Yikara Totsud, Shehi Hippuch HaMitzvahs, Vehi Nitzreches Kitzas, Lachain Oimer Afilu Nefesh Yikara Shu Bal Torah V'Yira, who makes it be mitzudasa, shemara loy shehi nitzreches liyishu ba'olam alavodas Hashem. This is what I was talking about before. There are times that evil is evil incarnate. There are times that your taiva spells itself out in neon lights. I am a Baal taiva. and I can't help myself. And even though I should be better, but I'm not. But I know that I'm not. And I know what I'm doing is no good. And I know that the path that I'm taking is going to lead to perdition. And that I'm doing it anyhow. Then there's a person who says, I'm not talking about Anisha and so on, I'm Amish now, but you know, I can't live that kind of rarefied existence where everything is Vilna gone, Vilna gone, Vilna gone. I have to have a little sports in my life, a little television in my life, a little normalcy in my life, and every once in a while I like to say Shtickel Lashon Hara. You know, because that's being human. And I tried to watch myself a couple of weeks in a row and I felt that I was going to plot. You can't function like that. You can't be normal. You can't have any friends. You can't talk to your wife. Wife can't talk to her husband. The only person I can talk to is my Rav. And I don't want to live with my Rav. I just want to have a Rav. So that's what the Gaon is talking about. The Gaon says that sometimes you convince yourself, that's the Nefesh Yikara Totsud. It ensnares him. See, sometimes she says, look at my wares. You want it? And he says, yeah, that's exactly what I want. Whatever that Isha is representing, it doesn't have to be just physical. But whatever the Isha represents, the person says, that's what I want. I want to be a Baal Taiva. I want to enjoy life, even though I know I'm not Beseder. The other person says, no, that's not for me. It's too fancy. It's too sophisticated. I mean, spiritual fancy. It's too sophisticated. It's not me. It's not my life. I'm just an average guy with average needs and average taivas. And I'll tell you the truth, if I try to be like that, I'm probably going to undermine everything that's good about me. Because it's like, you know, I want to learn the whole Shas and I can only learn Mesechus Brachos. So once the Yetzirah starts working with a person like that, what they basically do is say, they minimize you, they reduce you, and they say you're not capable of that kind of avodah. By the way, there's a very interesting corollary to that, which I've noticed a number of times in my life by observation. And that is that to protect oneself, which the person, no matter who he is very good at, you know, no one ever has to say, Havedanis atzmecho lekavzchus. That is a very natural instinct. In fact, la'afach could be a sign of sickness, of mental illness. That you walk around the whole day banging your head against the wall and saying you're worthless is a sign of sickness. The natural instinct of a person is to preserve his self-worth. Now what happens if a person is standing next to kivayochol, living a life adjacent to a tzaddik yisod olam? So that person is like a needle. He's like a pricking instrument that's constantly needling me. Why aren't you like me? Because there's a chelik of the person that wants to be like that. And the neshama is crying out, there's so much that you could become if only you tried. So what does a person do? He doesn't try. He says, you're no good. And he looks for opportunities and from hechetimtzis to undermine the value of the tzaddik. He finds fault with him. Either he doesn't do chesed because he's learning, or he doesn't learn because he's doing chesed, or this or that or whatever, and then you're parading yourself. You know, I don't have to see you all the time. He's not parading himself at all. He's sitting in his binkel. On the contrary, he's not parading himself. But he's in the Beis Medrash. And when you walk into the Beis Medrash, he's there. And when you leave, he's there. And when you come back, he's still there. And it starts to grieve you inside the person because everybody really wants to be like that. And it's a combination of kinna and frustration and yiyush, and it leads to many times a tremendous sinna. That's what happened with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, when I see a Talmud Chacham, I want to sink my teeth into him. When he was in Amoris. What? What is he doing? What do you want from him? He doesn't say this Talmud Chacham or that Talmud Chacham. Any Talmud Chacham. What's the pshat? That's the pshat. It's eating up my kishkas that I can't be like him. Because in the end, obviously, Rebbe Akiva was destined for a certain destiny. But that koyach, just to finish, that koyach of transformation, that's the Gaon's tshuvah, his essential point, and it really is the essential point of all of Mishlei. I've added the warning to stay away from problems and to try to do good. The ikar of the gra is that we are transformationally capable. We have the ability to become better, and we have the achrayas to become better, and we have no point in living unless we make at least the attempt to become better. I don't think the Gaon will deny the effort as its value. But he means the people who coast. A person who coasts, says the Gra, is dead. That's what he says, basically. He's dead. There's no point in his life. Because coasting is bahami. A behema coasts. You'll ask a behema, so how are things lately? You know, are you accomplishing something with your life? That concept of accomplishing doesn't exist. His instincts drive him, and he does what he does because he is what he is, and that no more. There's no behemoth that has the capacity to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. There's no behemoth that has the capacity to become better tomorrow than he was yesterday. And that's an extraordinary kayach that the Rebbe Shlom planted in Adam HaRishon, and that is the kayach that we have, that the Torah says, in Midas, in the Bein Adam La'atzmai, this is your avodah. If somebody would ask, you have these three things, Bein Adam La'atzmai, Bein Adam La'chaver, Bein Adam La'makom, which of these is the most immediate task? There's no question, Bein Adam La'atzmai, because they connect and they nourish the other two. There's just one more point that I wanted to make, finally. You speak about Adam La'makom, you understand. There are two parties here. Hashem wants me to do something kivayochel for him, in relationship to him, is better said, and I do it. Ben Adam L'chaveiro, there's a person that needs money, I give him money. There's a person that needs a good word, I give him a good word. There's a person that I'm not supposed to mock or slander, and I don't mock and slander him. There. What's Ben Adam La'atzma? What does it mean, Ben Adam La'atzma? It means they're two tzedakah. That's what Ben Adam La'atzma means. Just like there's Hashem in me, in Ben Adam La'makom. Just like there's my chaver in me, in Ben Adam L'chaveiro. So there's two me's. There's two anis inside. And there's this constant struggle. So what are those two anis? The answer is, the tavoni and kasoni, which I'm born with, or which I corrupted and became, and the force that keeps saying you have a goal and a mission, and you have to achieve that goal and that mission. That's Ben Adam La'atzma. Ben Adam La'atzma means, by definition, that these forces are constantly struggling with one another. So, it's a good time in Elul to take this very, very seriously. I think that the Gra's tremendous emphasis that tomorrow, what's his Lashon? Just to chazer over that one Lashon over there in Perek Beis. That's what he writes here. Perek Dalet. You can read it again and again. It's kedai to read this every morning. Chazek b'musa b'chulu b'chulu ki hi chayecha ki ma she'odom chay hu kedai lishbar ma she'loi shavar ad heina otso hamida lochein tzarech tomid l'ischazek v'im lo yischazek loma loy chay. What does it mean, l'ischazek? You asked me before. The answer is because the struggle itself is what matters. You can't always guarantee success. People, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, that's what we say. You can go up and you can fall back. Or you can try, but this time you lost the battle. But that's the l'hischazik. But if it's not attempting to be mischazik, lama l'chazik.